Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners worldwide learn and increase fluency in American English. As an English learner who moved to the United States of America more than 40 years ago, I began learning American English with the guidance and encouragement of my teachers. As an American English teacher with over 30 years of experience teaching English learners in California, USA, I know that learning English is neither easy nor simple. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Let's work together to help you succeed.
Welcome to the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. For the next few months, our podcasts published on Wednesdays will include excerpts from Maestro Circe's ebook, Mastering Sentences in American English, A Guide for English Learners. In addition, during each Wednesday episode, we'll also include a grammar lesson to help you build your American English language skills. Are you ready? Let's begin.
Analyzing clause types. As I sit here in my cozy home in sunny southern Orange County, California, recalling my early days as an English learner back in Romania, I can't help but marvel at the remarkable journey that has led me to this point. The English language, once a daunting labyrinth of unfamiliar sounds and constructions, has now become a cherished tool, a means of self-expression and connection that I wield with confidence and pride. One of the key milestones in my linguistic odyssey was the mastery of clauses, those essential building blocks of language that shape the way we convey our thoughts, emotions, and experiences. It was a journey of discovery, a delicate dance between the seemingly rigid rules of grammar and the fluid, ever-evolving nature of human communication. When I first encountered clauses, they appeared to be a bewildering array of disparate parts. Noun clauses, adjective clauses, adverb clauses, and more. It was as if I was confronted with a puzzle, each piece representing a different facet of the language, and I had to meticulously assemble them to create coherent and meaningful expressions. I remember feeling overwhelmed, wondering how I would ever master the intricacies of these linguistic building blocks. But as I immersed myself in the study of clauses, a remarkable transformation began to take place. I discovered that these diverse elements were not merely a set of rigid rules to be memorized, but rather a tapestry of interconnected strands, each one contributing to the richness and versatility of the English language. Noun clauses, for instance, became a revelation to me. I marveled at how these compact units could convey complex ideas, serving as the subject, object, or complement within a sentence. I learned to wield them with precision, using them to express my thoughts, desires, and observations in a manner that was both succinct and nuanced. Adjective clauses, on the other hand, became my tools of precision, allowing me to modify and refine the descriptions I used. I found myself relishing the opportunity to paint vivid images with my words, using these clauses to add depth, context, and specificity to my writing and speech. And then there were the adverb clauses, those versatile constructions that allowed me to delve into the realms of time, place, manner, and cause and effect. These clauses became the connective tissue that linked my ideas together, enabling me to craft narratives that flowed seamlessly and conveyed a sense of logical progression. As I mastered the intricate dance of clause types, I began to see the world through a new lens. The English language, once a foreign and daunting entity, became a canvas upon which I could express the full breadth of my experiences, emotions, and perspectives. It was as if I had been granted the keys to a secret chamber, unlocking a realm of endless possibilities for self-expression and communication. But the journey of exploring clauses was not without its challenges. There were moments when I stumbled, grappling with the nuances of subordination, coordination, and the delicate interplay between independent and dependent clauses. It was a constant process of learning, refining, and adapting as I navigated the ever-evolving landscape of the English language. Yet, with each hurdle I overcame, I gained a deeper appreciation for the power of clauses. I saw how they could be wielded to create sentences that were not just grammatically correct, but also stylistically compelling and emotionally resonant. I discovered how the strategic placement of a noun clause could lend weight and emphasis to a particular idea, or how an adverb clause could infuse a narrative with a sense of rhythm and cadence. As I reflect on my experiences, I am struck by the profound contrast between the initial intimidation I felt towards clauses and the confidence and mastery I have since developed. It's as if I have been transformed from a timid explorer, hesitantly navigating the uncharted territory of the English language, to a seasoned navigator, adept at charting the course and steering the ship of my own linguistic expression. And now, as I stand at the forefront of my career as an English educator, I am driven by a deep sense of purpose to share the wonders of clause analysis with my students, to empower them to harness the power of language and use it as a tool for self-discovery, creative expression, and meaningful connection. Just as my ESL teachers once inspired me, I am now the one who stands before my students, eager to ignite that same spark of wonder and excitement. I know that the journey of mastering clauses can be daunting, but I also know that with patience, persistence, and a genuine love for the language, the rewards are truly unparalleled. As I write these words, I can't help but smile, for I am reminded that the path of learning is never truly linear, but rather a winding, serpentine journey filled with unexpected turns and revelations. And as I continue to navigate the ever-evolving landscape of the English language, I know that the exploration of clauses will forever hold a special place in my heart, a testament to the transformative power of language and the endless possibilities that await those who dare to embrace its complexities.
Mastering the past perfect tense. When we talk about the past perfect tense, we are referring to actions that were completed before another action took place in the past. This tense helps us show the sequence of events clearly. In English, we form the past perfect tense by using had of followed by the past participle of the verb. Forming the past perfect tense. To form the past perfect tense, we use had with the past participle of the main verb. For example, I had finished my homework before dinner. She had read the book before watching the movie. They had already left when we arrived. Using the past perfect tense. We use the past perfect tense when we want to make it clear that one action in the past happened before another action in the past. Look at these examples. By the time I woke up, my mom had already prepared breakfast. He realized he had forgotten his keys after he had locked the door. The concert had started when they finally arrived. Time expressions with the past perfect tense. Certain time expressions are commonly used with the past perfect tense to show the order of events. Some examples include before, after, already, by the time, when. Practice makes perfect. Let's practice forming sentences in the past perfect tense. She had finished her homework before dinner. By the time they arrived, the party start. They realized they have forget the tickets after they left the house. I never slash try sushi before I visited Japan. The train leave by the time we reached the station. Common mistakes to avoid. When using the past perfect tense, remember not to use it for actions that occurred at a specific time in the past. Use the past simple tense for those cases. Also, be careful with the word order and ensure that had is always paired with the past participle of the verb. Summary. The past perfect tense is an essential tool in English grammar to show the sequence of events in the past. By using had with the past participle of the verb, we can clearly demonstrate which action happened first. Practice using the past perfect tense to become more proficient in expressing past events accurately. Keep practicing, and soon you'll be a master of the past perfect tense. Here are some examples of sentences using the past perfect tense. She had already finished her homework before the teacher collected it. By the time he arrived at the party, everyone had already left. They had studied for hours before taking the difficult exam. The movie had already started when they got to the theater. By the time the guests arrived, the host had prepared a delicious meal. I hope these examples help you understand how the past perfect tense is used in sentences. Let me know if you need more examples or further explanation. Here are examples of how the past perfect tense is formed in negative sentences. She had not finished her homework before the teacher collected it. By the time he arrived at the party, everyone had not left. They had not studied for hours before taking the difficult exam. The movie had not started when they got to the theater. By the time the guests arrived, the host had not prepared a delicious meal. In negative sentences, we simply add not after had to form the negative past perfect tense. I hope these examples clarify how to form the past perfect tense in negative sentences. Let me know if you have any more questions. Here are examples of how the past perfect tense is formed in questions. Had she finished her homework before the teacher collected it? Had everyone left by the time he arrived at the party? Had they studied for hours before taking the difficult exam? Had the movie started when they got to the theater? Had the host prepared a delicious meal by the time the guests arrived? In questions using the past perfect tense, we start the sentence with had followed by the subject, then had before the past participle of the verb. I hope these examples demonstrate how to form the past perfect tense in questions. Let me know if you need more examples or further clarification. The past perfect tense is used in questions when we are asking about the sequence of events in the past. Specifically, we use the past perfect tense in questions to inquire about an action that was completed before another action took place in the past. For example, we use the past perfect tense in questions when we want to know if an action had already been completed before a certain point in the past, the order of events that occurred in the past, whether an action had taken place before another action in the past. By using the past perfect tense in questions, we can effectively communicate the chronological sequence of events that occurred in the past. This helps us provide clarity and specificity when discussing past actions. Here is an example of a question using the past perfect tense to inquire about the order of events in the past. Had she already left before he arrived at the party? In this question, we are asking whether the action of leaving she had occurred before the action of arriving he at the party. By using the past perfect tense had left and arrived, we indicate that one action happened before the other in the past. This question helps us understand the sequence of events that took place. I hope this example clarifies how the past perfect tense is used in questions to inquire about the order of events in the past. Let me know if you need more examples or further explanation. In addition to asking about the order of events in the past, questions using the past perfect tense can also be formed to inquire about the completion of an action before a specific point in time or to explore past experiences. Here are some examples of different types of questions that can be formed using the past perfect tense to show the sequence of events. Completion of an action before a specific point in time. Had they finished their project before the deadline? Had she already left for the airport by noon? Had you read the book before the book club meeting? Exploring past experiences. Had you ever visited Paris before your trip last summer? Had they tried sushi before coming to the new Japanese restaurant? Had he seen that movie before it won the award? By using the past perfect tense in questions, we can delve into the timing of completed actions, explore past experiences, and understand the sequence of events that occurred in the past. These types of questions help us gain insight into past actions and their relationships to one another. Here are examples of questions that explore past experiences using the past perfect tense. Had you ever traveled to Europe before your trip last year? Had they visited the Grand Canyon before their family vacation? Had she studied Spanish before taking the language proficiency test? Had he eaten Indian food before trying the new restaurant? Had you watched that movie before it became a box office hit? In these questions, the past perfect tense is used to inquire about experiences or actions that were completed before a specific point in the past. By using the past perfect tense, we can explore past events and understand the timeline of experiences that individuals have had. I hope these examples illustrate how the past perfect tense can be used to inquire about past experiences. Let me know if you have any more questions or need further clarification. Here is an explanation of how to form the past perfect tense in sentences, along with examples. Forming the past perfect tense. To form the past perfect tense, we use had with the past participle of the main verb. The structure is had plus past participle. Examples of forming the past perfect tense. She had finished her homework before dinner. They had studied for hours before the exam. He had already left when she arrived. By the time we got there, the party had ended. In each of these examples, had is followed by the past participle of the verb to indicate that the action was completed before another action in the past. This structure helps us show the sequence of events clearly and accurately. I hope these explanations and examples help clarify how to form the past perfect tense in sentences. Let me know if you need more examples or further explanation. Here are some practice sentences for the past perfect tense to help reinforce the concept. Practice sentences. She had finished her homework before dinner. By the time they arrived, the movie had already started. They realized they had forgotten the tickets after they left the house. He had never tried sushi before he visited Japan. The train had left by the time we reached the station. Try forming these sentences using the past perfect tense by using had followed by the past participle of the verb. Practicing with these sentences will help you become more comfortable with using the past perfect tense to show the sequence of events in the past. Common time expressions used with the past perfect tense help establish the sequence of events in the past. Here are some examples of time expressions frequently used with the past perfect tense. Before, she had finished her work before the deadline. After, they had left the party after the cake was served. Already, he had already seen the movie before it was released. By the time they arrived, the show had started. When she woke up, the sun had already risen. Using these time expressions with the past perfect tense helps indicate the order of actions that occurred in the past. By incorporating these expressions, you can provide clarity and specificity in showing the sequence of events. Here are examples of sentences using common time expressions with the past perfect tense. Before. She had finished her work before the deadline. They had left for the airport before the storm hit. After. He had already left after she arrived at the party. They had cleaned up the mess after the guests had left. Already. She had already read the book before the book club meeting. They had already eaten dinner before the guests arrived. By the time they reached the theater, the movie had already started. By the time she woke up, he had already gone to work. When he arrived, she had already left for the store. When they got there, the concert had already ended. These examples demonstrate how time expressions such as before, after, already, by the time, and when it can be used effectively with the past perfect tense to indicate the sequence of events in the past. Let me know if you need more examples or further explanation. Here are examples of sentences using common time expressions in negative form with the past perfect tense. Before. She had not finished her work before the deadline. They had not left for the airport before the storm hit. After. He had not left after she arrived at the party. They had not cleaned up the mess after the guests had left. Already. She had not read the book before the book club meeting. They had not eaten dinner before the guests arrived. By the time. By the time they reached the theater, the movie had not started. By the time she woke up, he had not gone to work. When. When he arrived, she had not left for the store. When they got there, the concert had not ended. In these examples, the negative form is created by adding not after had in the past perfect tense. This structure helps convey that the action did not happen before the specified point in time. I hope these examples clarify how to form negative sentences with common time expressions in the past perfect tense. Let me know if you need more examples or further clarification. Thank you for being part of today's podcast with Maestro Cersei, where English learners worldwide learn American English. Due to popular demand, we are now sharing educational podcasts 3 times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. In the meanwhile, if you'd like to access a variety of educational offerings, feel free to visit our website at www.sersea.com. Learning American English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Keep up the good work.